Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time, raising a family, Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come before you, the listening audience, to share with you a message of empowerment. I'm excited. I'm always excited. But I am especially excited tonight with this word of encouragement that the Holy Spirit, the Governor, dropped in my spirit just as I was coming home this evening. Amen. And so I'm here to share with you, despise not. Despise not. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are, for what you've done, thanking you for the Holy Spirit and what he's about to release even now. In the name of Jesus, I surrender myself, the whole of me I give to you, that you would speak to and speak through me, that this message that you have spoken to my spirit would be released with clarity, with power, with your anointing, the anointing that destroys the yokes and the anointing that makes teaching easy. I come to you seeking that now and counting it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. So, again, the topic this evening is despise. Passage of scripture comes from Zechariah 4 this way. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the works, to see the work begin, to see the plumb line and Zerubbabel's hand. And I'm not even going to get into a discussion of the plumb line, because that's just a whole different, blessing. Amen. But I just want to focus on despise not. Do not despise these small beginnings. When the Holy Spirit spoke this to me, I sort of chuckled into myself thinking, okay, that's for me, that you're just talking to me, and I'm to be encouraged in the work that I had to fulfill today, and I understand. And so I just continued to drive on my journey home, and on the radio, I don't even remember what station it was on, Sirius Radio, but singer, actor, entrepreneur, billionaire, millionaire, dude, Tyrese, I think his name is Gibson. Y'all forgive me because I don't know, but I believe his name is Tyrese. They didn't hear this, but they read his bio, and I caught it when they asked the question to him, how does it make you feel to hear all of that about yourself? And he said, exhausting. And I said, okay, let me listen to this. Why is he exhausted to hear what has been read concerning him? And he went on to say that so often, he said, I was raised in South Central LA, just finished taping in Iceland, Greenland, somewhere I was not prepared for because I was raised in South Central LA. I'm not prepared for cold. I had a meltdown. I went through some things. And I look at where I am now compared to the bio that you read about me and the things that a bull have stated that they would chop a leg off for to do a half or a portion of what I've done. He said, but I don't concern myself with that. I stay focused on what's next and what's to come. He said, I can't even focus on what's taking place now because I'm working on what's to come. And he went on to share that he's in the process of buying two studios. I believe he said in Georgia, don't quote me. But he said he was in the process of purchasing two studios for motion pictures, and he is expecting to expand. And the Holy Spirit quickly, I mean, just suddenly, and I was like, my God. He said, encourage the people tonight. He said, there's some people that I'm going to need you to call tonight to encourage them and empower them with this word, that they are not to despise what it is that I'm doing in their lives in this very moment. He said, I want them to take a few minutes to look back at what I've already brought them through. Look at where you started to where you are now, but don't focus on even what you're doing right now. Set your eyes on what's to come. Set your mind on the things that I've spoken to you, those things which will manifest because you are in alignment with my plan for your life. Do not despise the small beginnings that you're feeling, questioning, God, is this you? God, am I doing the right thing? God, am I in the right place? You've got to know the Lord rejoices. The word tells us this. The Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Hear me? Hear me right there. Because there's some on the line. There's some that are going to listen later. That God, the Holy Spirit, has spoken to you to start a thing. I don't have enough capital. I don't have enough equity. I don't have enough support. This thing is not, oh, this is not going to work. I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know. You came up with all these reasons why you could not. When the Holy Spirit had spoken to you to begin the work. This passage of Scripture said, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Some of y'all got to begin the work. Begin the work. I could tell y'all the days, the 7 a.m.s, that I questioned, God, is this really what I need to be doing right now? God, am I supposed to be speaking into the lives of the people that are before me? God, I know this is not for naught, but forgive me because I'm having a moment. But tonight, I was so excited in my spirit to get home, to hurry up and get a dinner prepared for my family, to get on this line, to empower someone this evening, to let them know, despise not what you are doing in this present moment, but stay focused to know that the power of God can still render unto you every instrument, every tool, every need that's necessary in order for the manifestation, the full manifestation of that which he's spoken unto you in the method of how, the hows, the whens, and the whys of this. Do not get discouraged in this moment. Because you can't see your way clear. God says to hold on, to begin this thing and to stay the course. As he was speaking this to me, there were so many that came before me that I've encountered in the last week that have begun a thing and often feel discouraged because they're not seeing the change they expected. They're not getting the support they expected. The finances are not flowing the way they expected, and they're feeling like, woe is me. God, this can't be you because nothing is happening. God, I don't understand. Please, I don't care how discouraged you have been, how discouraged you may feel in this very moment, God will never fail us. You've got to come to a place where you recognize that the way I expect God to do this may not be the way God intends to fulfill it. We look to see results according to what we want. What others have spoken concerning our vision. Considering that man didn't give you the vision came from God. Can you trust him to make it happen? Can you trust him to see how it's going to work out? You've got to know that because you're devoting your time, devoting your effort, giving him free rein over you in every area of your life. Don't you know that he's going to make good on that which you've spoken? He'll do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we've asked or even thought if we stay the course according to that which you've spoken. You know, I my day job, y'all, my 9 to 5, and however long I need to work past that, is that of an admissions counselor for a college in Virginia, a small, private, Christ-centered institution. And in my role, there are days when I'm challenged, our team is challenged, because online education is a thriving market. A lot of schools are offering this ability for students to log on, get your work done, get your degree. A lot of people are doing it. I'm faced with the challenge. My team, our team, is faced with the challenge of being marketable. We're faced with being in the race, having the appropriate programs at the appropriate price for the appropriate length. We're challenged where we are offering 10 programs. Schools are offering hundreds of programs. And we say, okay, how do I promote these 10 when I'm up against somebody that's promoting 100 plus? How am I going to promote my 10 every 8 weeks when someone is promoting hundreds every 5 weeks and transitioning through the process at 2 weeks max, where sometimes it takes us 30 days to get through the process? How am I going to do this? And the Holy Spirit spoke. This word applies, Valerie. To despise not what I'm doing. Despise not the small beginning of what's taking place, even in the day job, because the day job is not just a job. It's an extension of who you are in me. It's an extension of your ability to empower and let people know that they can. Despite what the odds may seem to look against them, they can because of who I am in them. To despise not. To despise not. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know who's on the line tonight listening. I see those that are called in. For those who are in the chat and who are listening by the internet on this evening, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're faced with, but I want to encourage you to begin the work. If you've not begun the work, to begin the work. And if you begin the work, stay the course and despise not how small and insignificant it may seem at this moment. If you do it according to that which the Spirit of God has spoken to you, if you have written the vision and made it plain upon the tablet, if you have your mission, you have your vision, you have your business plan, if it's in the school, you picked out your curriculum, you picked out your course, maybe whatever the scenario may offer, if you've not begun, you've got to begin. And if you have begun, stay the course and do not despise the small beginning. Because God is going to see you through. God is going to have you to look back on this day, April 9th, 2017, and think to yourself, wow, I was questioning my ability to do that which God had spoken to me. I was feeling discouraged. I was talking about giving up. I was talking about throwing in the towel. But on April the 9th, 2017, around 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, I heard the words spoken through Prophetess Valerie Burrell at the Empowerment Place on Blog Talk Radio, and something about that word shook something in my spirit. It caused the vision in me to leap. Come on, y'all. It stirred some fire in me to get up off of my do-nothing and begin to do that which the Holy Spirit has spoken. To begin the work that God would be glorified, and then despise not that which may appear small to me. Ah, God knows our end before our beginning. Y'all know that? He knows it. He knew the plans he had for us concerning each one of us before he placed us in our mother's womb. He knew. He knows. He just wants to see if we're going to be diligent, we're going to be obedient, that we're going to put in the work that's required in order that we see the manifestation of that which you've spoken. Oh, Jesus. Oh, how I love him. I love him. Y'all, I love him. I so love him today. I got up this morning. I like to post something as often as I can on our Empowerment Place page on Facebook. And the word this morning was, I am persuaded. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That was my scripture for today, y'all. That was my scripture for today. Not knowing what the Holy Spirit had planned to release this evening, but I'm persuaded. I'm not going to let anything cause me to second guess what it is that God has begun to do in me. I'm not going to second guess his plan for my life. I'm not going to second guess his purpose. I'm not even going to question that things may look insignificant to me, but as long as I'm staying connected to God's plan for my life, I'm in a good place because I begin the work. What about you, listeners? Have you begun the work? And if you've begun the work, are you willing to stay the course? I know. It gets challenging. I ain't going to lie to you. It does. It's happened for me. I've had days where I was discouraged. I wanted to throw in the towel. I did. But when I understood the importance of what it is that God has given me to do, that's greater than what Valerie could even imagine. When I understood his love for me so much so that he would assign this to me, I began to rejoice and say, okay, Father, I surrender. I'm giving it all to you. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to have your way to speak to me and through me. I'm going to watch the words that come out of my mouth. I'm going to watch my thoughts. I'm going to be intent to do according to your plan for my life. No longer will I despise the small beginnings that we're even faced with in the ministry and in the counseling. I'm getting a glimpse of the great things that God wants to do, not just through my husband, Elder Benny, and myself, but what he's going to do through our children and our children's children and the generations to come, not just in us, but everyone who is attached to this ministry in any way, shape, or form, anyone who's ever planted a seed in the ground in this ministry. I see God moving behind small beginnings. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line of Zerubbabel's hand. Does he see the work in your hand? Does he see you moving about, carrying out the vision according to what he's given? Or is he looking at you now and you're stuck in a rut with no motivation to move? Push, to push forward. Get your mind right, as one of the pastors in Richmond area says all the time. He said, get your mind right. We talked about it last week, about us having the ability to handle and manipulate our thoughts. Get your mind right according to that which God has spoken concerning you. We have a few minutes left. We have several callers on the line on this evening. If there's something that you'd like to share, if this word has been a blessing to you, I ask that you please press one and let us bring you live, and you can just share. Amen. If something has been stirred in you to keep going, to keep pressing, to not despise what it is that God has given you to do, what the Spirit has spoken to you concerning the plan he has for your life, we invite you to press one at this time and just testify to the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. I am filled with expectation. I'm placing no limits on God. I'm not placing any limits on myself. I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, it's one thing when you see it. The Holy Spirit said, for some of y'all, you're not even seeing it. You're not seeing things happen. And it's because you don't see the things happen that you feel some kind of way. But he said to know that I'm working it out for you. But I got to do some things behind the scenes right now. But when I bring it to the forefront, nobody will be able to doubt that it was me. And they will see the reward of your diligence and your obedience. He said, just don't despise what it is you see right now. Don't be feeling discouraged. Don't get depressed. Don't give up. Stay in the race. Keep your hand to the plow. Stay right there. Be patient. Patient. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And it's going to work out for you good. Amen. Amen. Honey, do you have anything to add this evening? Amen. Before we close out? Amen. Amen. Despise not. Do not despise these small beginnings. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Despise not, y'all. Get your mind right, get moving, stay focused, know that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it for each of us as we stay in alignment with his will, plan, and purpose for our lives. So, Father, Holy Ghost, we thank you this evening for what you've spoken to empower your people. We thank you for every listening ear now and those who will listen later. We pray that they will receive this word, that it would cause a stirring in their bellies to begin the work for some, and for others to not be discouraged, to stay focused and to move forward in that which you've called them to. Thank you. I adore you tonight. I glorify you tonight. I give you praise tonight, oh God, for what you've done in the midst of us. These prayers we pray tonight, believing that we were going to receive that which we ask. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, on tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m., we will be having 5 a.m. prayer. If there is a prayer request, we ask that you would send them to us. You can email them at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can find the Empowerment Place LLC on Facebook and send us a private message with your prayer request, and we will intercede on your behalf. Here at the Empowerment Place, we always encourage you to do something every day to empower yourself. Powered, it is our prayer that you take the responsibility to empower someone else, because each of us is truly the key to our own empowerment. Know that we love you. We are here for you. If there's ever anything we can do at the Empowerment Place to aid you, to strengthen you, to counsel you, reach out to us. Again, Valerie Burrell on Facebook, the Empowerment Place LLC on Facebook. Email empower_yourself@yahoo.com, and we will gladly assist to the best of our ability according to that which the Spirit speaks. Know that we love you all, and until next week, be blessed and be empowered. Good night.